We're speaking today with Dr. Michelle Morgan, board-certified neurologist at Pardee Neurology Associates. Dr. Morgan, first of all, welcome to Hendersonville, and thank you for taking some time with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good. So let's just jump right in. Let's talk about headaches and migraines today. Tell us, what are the most common types of headaches?
So the most common types of headaches are tension-type headaches and migraines. I was also asked to speak a little bit about cluster headaches, but cluster headaches are probably the most common type of rare headache.
Rare headache. Okay.
So by far and large, migraines and tension-type headaches are going to be your most common.
Migraines and tension-type headaches.
Correct.
So what are the triggers that cause those types of headaches?
So some of the triggers can be quite similar between tension headaches and migraines. So any type of stressor on the body, not getting adequate sleep, or not staying on kind of more of a regimented sleep schedule can be a trigger. Other life stressors, even some types of injuries and things. Migraines tend to be controlled more by hormonal changes, weather changes, different things that people eat or drink that can be triggers. If I didn't already mention, changes with weather is one thing that can be a big migraine trigger for a lot of people.
So other than, you know, trying to have less stress in your life, which we all do, of course, what can persons do to prevent migraines or headaches?
So one of the things that I try to advise a lot of my patients to do is to keep a headache diary. So I ask them to jot down or use a phone app. These days there is an app that people can use on their smartphone that can allow them to track how often they get a headache, how long the headaches last. They can even jot down associated symptoms that they get with their headaches. And then along with that, they can, by process of elimination, figure out their triggers a lot of times by documenting, okay, well, I skipped lunch today and later on that evening I got a migraine, or I ate a certain thing or drank a certain thing today and later on I got a migraine, that sort of thing. And then from there, anything that could potentially be modifiable, so figuring out, okay, every time I eat bananas, that seems to trigger a migraine for me, then that particular person may want to avoid bananas.
So, Dr. Morgan, let me ask you this. What really is the difference between a migraine and just a bad headache?
A lot of times, that's a very good question, because a lot of times people just think that migraine means a very bad headache. Migraine is actually a syndrome. So it's a collection of signs and symptoms. Signs mean things that an examiner like a physician may see when they examine the patient, and symptoms are things that the patient themselves experiences. But there are a whole host of signs and symptoms that people can get with a migraine. So for some people, the head pain itself may not even be that severe. So some people may say that they rate their pain level on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. They may say that the pain level is a 3 or 4, but then they may get other symptoms. They may get a lot of light sensitivity. They may get nausea or vomiting with their migraines. They may get dizzy. They may get vision changes. They may get fatigue. And so for many people, those other symptoms, which can linger, sometimes even beyond head pain, even if they have head pain with it, are more debilitating than the head pain itself.
What are advised treatments for migraines and headaches?
It really depends on the severity of their symptoms, how long the symptoms last, how frequently they get them. But the first thing, again, that we start out with is trying to avoid triggers. And then from there, there are a lot of other factors, right? Like hormonal changes or genetics that we may not have any or little control over. And so a lot, typically people start out with over-the-counter medications like acetaminophen or ibuprofen or naproxen. And, but if they're, if those things are not helping and they're getting more and more migraines or headaches, and then at that point it's time to seek, I would say, professional help.
What that was going to lead me to my next question is, if someone is suffering from migraines or headaches, when should they turn to their healthcare provider?
For any new type of headache, I would recommend seeking medical attention. If you're someone who's had headaches for 5, 10, 20 years, and the headache frequency and severity and other associated symptoms really have not changed, then, and you get them very infrequently, then that might not lead you to go to a medical professional. But if you start having headaches and you've never had them before, and particularly if you get any stroke-like symptoms with them, if the symptoms are debilitating and interfering with work or hobbies or other day-to-day activities, one should definitely seek medical attention. And we talked about how the vast majority of headaches are migraines or tension-type headaches, but of course, people can have serious underlying causes of headache, and so again, if you've never had headaches before, you should get checked out. You should also seek emergent medical attention and even call 911 if you get a severe headache that comes on all of a sudden rather than pain starting and building up over time. If you have a fever come on, with a severe headache, vomiting, headaches that wake one out of sleep, stroke-like symptoms, so trouble speaking, acute changes with vision, episodes of weakness or numbness, balance problems, all of those things are reasons to seek emergent medical attention and to not assume that it is a more of a benign type of condition.
Dr. Morgan, thank you so much for your time. You've been very informative, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, Dr. Michelle Morgan, board-certified neurologist at Pardee Neurology Associates. If you are in search of a primary care provider near you, simply visit pardeehospital.org.